Welcome to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow series. I'm Sean Tuttle.
Our mini lesson today is on the someday list. So the someday, and so this is very David Allen inspired. Keeping in mind that you want to keep track of the things that you're getting out of your head. You don't want to store them in your head. You want them out and in your system. Where they go is just as important as getting them out of your head, because if you can't find them in the future or if you lose track, then you're not going to trust that your system is working. So how do you track things that you may want to reassess in the future because they're not current projects, they're not something that you're wanting to commit to right now, but it's been floating around your head? So this could be a marketing strategy that you've been thinking about trying out because you saw someone else do it. It could be a trip to France that you've been fantasizing about. Anything in between. So remembering that the goal of your dashboard being your to-do manager, your project list, your calendar, is to get stuff out of your head, to free your mind from trying to keep tabs on things that are important to you. So that is what the someday list is for. Learn French, pick up the guitar again. These are things that I want to do, not quite ready to commit to them right now. Now you can have a generic, one big generic someday list. And if it gets big, then maybe you want to divide it up into subjects. For example, books to read, favorite wines, travel ideas, front yard landscaping. I mean, really, it can be anything. So you'll notice that with some of these individual subjects, not only do they get the stuff off of your mental burner, they become collection points for regular or long-term reference. So anytime you run across an article that you know you want to reference in the future, or a list of excellent wines, maybe you want to throw it in that wines category. So the next time you're at the wine store, you can pull it up and say, oh, I wanted to try these, which lends well to having a digital someday list. Books to read, say you're at the bookstore, or you're trying to get up to $25 on Amazon for free shipping. You have your books to read list already together. So what's important for the someday list is to be accessed and reviewed on a regular basis. So if you just dump stuff there and then never look at it again, that's not so helpful. In our weekly call, this is going to be one of the places that you check out in the mind dump. Do a quick scan. Have any of these risen in priority, or have my circumstances changed such that I want to pull this off the someday list and onto my current projects list? Likewise, as you're going through your project list, if there's anything that you come across where you say, you know what, actually, I was thinking this one was current, but it's not, and I don't know when I'm going to be getting to it, you can pop it to your someday list. And what this does is it sort of clears your line of sight to your current projects. So you're not weeding through a bunch of stuff that isn't relevant to you right then. Now, if you have something that you know is coming up, or you want to review it on a certain day, you have one other option, and that is to plop it on that day, either in your calendar, or if you use Things on the Mac, you can do scheduled. And if you throw it in the scheduled focus, it will pop up in your to-do manager on that day. If you're doing it on your calendar, you wouldn't make it a time-specific event. You would make it an all-day event. And if you haven't done that, you just create an event, click all day, and you'll see that if you're in the daily or the weekly calendar view, it floats to the top of your calendar. One more subject list. And this came from my conversation with Takayo, who is here on our call. She has created a list called Cloud, the Cloud. Now, this isn't, you know, the cloud out there in internet land. So if you like the idea and the name is a little confusing for you based on all of our internet stuff out in the cloud, you know, feel free to change the name. So these are things that are floating through your head, but they aren't necessarily projects per se. They're going to be more possibly nagging issues that need to be resolved, but there isn't necessarily a next action associated with it. It's sort of like a knot to be untied. And I tell you, what I love about having this list, just from my own understanding of how our mind works, in identifying this knot is kind of clogging up our mental space, just in identifying and naming it and writing it down and giving it that intention of this is going to get figured out at some point, you can forget about it. And there's a really good chance that when you come back next week to review this list, there's a good chance that it will have been resolved. The important thing is, broken record here, getting it out of your mind, taking it off the mental burner. Someday list. There you have it. If you're in things, there's a focus called someday. If you're in a spreadsheet, you could, you know, tag, you could either create a new column for someday and make that a yes, no, or in your priority column, if you have 1, 2, 3 priority, you could have an S for someday. So it would group all of those together. If you're in remember the milk, maybe it's a tab with the tag of someday. There's a lot of different ways to do it. Wrapping up the mini lesson, the someday list is a great place to park ideas, to-dos, and projects that have been floating around your head or are cluttering up your project list. By reviewing it regularly, you ensure that these items don't get lost. And as an added benefit, you've given voice to these potentials that might just need only a little bit more energy to get grounded enough to become a current project. Like that fantasy trip to France. Get more free Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons when you sign up for the new way of working updates at naturalprofessional.com. Enter your email in the sidebar where it says new wow updates to get access. This is Sean Tuttle signing off for now.